Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Reroll time. You know the Cheers to Comics podcast is proudly brought to you by Inked Marketing Solutions and the Inked Marketing Solutions crowdfunded comic for this here episode. Well, it belongs to Trickster. And it's ending soon, so do not miss out on this amazing special 48-page comic. Once again, brought to you by Inked Publishing. Now, Trickster is a funny, fast-paced horror comedy series. Gotta love a little bit of horror and a little bit of comedy with a whole lot of zoom zoom. A sometimes dark look at a man, it says in quotation marks. I wonder what that could be implying there. A man who never believed he could be a leader until he finally chooses to become one. Rory is your typical everyday banished leprechaun. Naturally. He runs a bar in Boston and uses his powers of illusion to protect his neighborhood from the thieves of the world. I feel like I'm doing this ad injustice by not having an Irish accent, but unfortunately that's the best it gets for me. Regardless, if they use a gun or a contract as their weapon. When monsters from this homeland begin showing up, Rory realizes that not only are these creatures putting humanity at risk, they're proving disastrous for his drinking time. You see, Rory has a secret. I dig it, man. It's ending on the 13th. This crowd-funded Kickstarter comic ends on the 13th. You gotta head on over to inked.pub/trickster. Once again, that's inked.pub/trickster. And that's, get your hands on a copy of Trickster, 48 pages.
Age of Radio.
Welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm your host, Brian Wayne, and this is episode 358. The 358th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will be a pull list priorities. I'll be going over the books of the future. More specifically, the books coming out next New Comic Book Day, the 20th of October, as well as the books that are due to be ordered on the final order cutoffs, the FOCs, this weekend. So, that's what we'll be having here. But before I get into all of that, I got to shout out the newest affiliate of the Cheers to Comics podcast, and that is Nerds Forever. You head on over to 307nerdsforever.com, and you're going to get some of that good. And by that, I mean just the best. Not the good, the best. Good plus good equals best, right? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, people, but I do at the same time. There's nothing I've been more sure of, and that's 307nerdsforever.com. Another amazing, under-the-radar, local comic book store based out of Newcastle, Wyoming, that everybody should have their eyes on. Head on over there. There's spec books up there that are, like, double, triple cover price, or fair market value. Tarl, my man Tarl, just knows how to keep it real. That's what he does over at 307nerdsforever.com. And by when you head on over there, as if, you know, the discounts and the deals and the friendliness and the service isn't good enough, you use code CHEERS at checkout and save yourself 10% more. So yeah, CHEERS at checkout, save 10% at 307nerdsforever.com. And on that note, while we're talking about retailers, I'm going to make it official here. And the Cheers to Comics podcast is no longer just the Cheers to Comics podcast. There's also the Cheers to Comics shop. If you've gone over to cheerstocomics.com, you see if you click on the store button, it just says coming soon. Now click on it. I dare you. I've been teasing this for a while. This is something that I've been building to for some time now, and it is official. You can officially shop at Cheers to Comics. Shopcheerstocomics.com is the official website. Shopcheerstocomics.com. Now, Brian, why would you affiliate yourself with another store completely when you're getting ready to launch your own store? That's a fair question, but I'm going to tell you that there's millions and millions of books out there, and between myself and Nerds Forever, we're never going to have identical inventory. That's never going to happen. And I have no problem in saying, hey, if I don't have it, head on over to 307 Nerds Forever. But now, I'm one of those people that could say, check me out too. I might actually have that. And so yes, shopcheerstocomics.com. And if you use code PODCAST at checkout, save 10%. I'm constantly, myself and the lovely Tatiana, my fiance, where it's a family business, people. We're constantly adding inventory, and I can't take all the credit for it. I love the fact that the family's getting all into it. We're super excited. It really is exciting stuff, people. And on that note, Lunar, I am officially signed up with Lunar. I'll be putting in my retail FOCs the same as other stores this week. That's exciting, right? So here in a few weeks, get ready for some live sales. So make sure if you're not subscribed to either YouTube or the Facebook group, then you got to do that, because there's going to be live sales, and it's going to be, you see, maybe you don't, but you get on Facebook and you see these live sales and stuff, and for the most part, it's pretty standard stuff. But if you're familiar with the way I do my live sales, I'm a podcaster. I have that going for me. I'm not just a comic book salesman. I got the talkie talks, you know. So it's a good time to just pop in itself too. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll be enticed to check something out. So I'm telling you. But with all of that, you know, I'm leading in, segueing into Lunar FOCs and all of that good stuff. That's what we're talking about right now, the Lunar FOCs. And if you're a newbie to the game, there's no shame in it. You may be wondering, well, what's a Lunar FOC? Well, as of right now, there's two main distributors of comics. That's getting ready to change very soon, so don't get used to this. Right now Lunar, that's who you're going to be getting your DC books from, as well as Scout and Ahoy. So they have a different cutoff date compared to Diamond. Their books need to be ordered by Sunday the 17th. So let's just get right into it. And if you notice, I'm talking like kind of real whispery, like a little bit. It's because it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and but it's gotta get done, people. All right, let's do this first from Lunar. Cheers. We have a Batman Scooby-Doo Mysteries number 8 there. That's a little 12-part maxi series. Batman 89 number 4. I'm really excited to. I read the first issue of Batman 89 and I enjoyed it quite a bit. And you know, it's just six issues. It's something, you know, I can go through and binge real quick and fast. You know, about an hour or so. If I try real hard. So, I'm I'm looking forward to when that happens. I'm a big fan of the Burton verse, so yeah, gotta love it. And it's good to see that the number one issue is getting some love too. The Marlon Wayans version of Robin? But yeah. Anyway, there's two covers on this one. Babs Tarr getting the B cover, and I gotta say that's a pretty rad. Oh, dude, that's very very Keaton and why can't I remember her name? The fuck is her name? God damn it, the Wasp lady, the Catwoman. Michelle Pfeiffer, thank you. Back of my head, coming in a little late there. Batman the Detective, number 6. Now, this is the final issue of this mini-series. You know, it's Batman vs. Equilibrium, it's Tom Taylor. Who knows what could be, who knows? It's, just because it's not canon doesn't mean that, you know, DC's not gonna be like, well, fucking Tom Taylor does successful shit. Let's adapt this. Let's make this canon. I don't know what the storyline's gonna be. This is another one of those things where it's only 6 issues, so I'm gonna go through and, oh, I can't wait to binge this one, man. I mean, Tom Taylor, Andy Kubert, like I said, I love the first issue, and I just, yeah, I don't know. That's been kind of my reading style lately. If it's just a mini-series, you know, I'm into it. I'm into it, duh. I wait for it to end, because I found that, yeah, I can binge them real quick if I don't have to, like, take fucking notes in between and shit like that, like I do for, you know, when I do the streams and stuff like that. When I read a book, people, I read it. Black Manta number 3, just one cover this time, according to Lunar. Blue and Gold number 4, another one. You know, it's, I read the first two on this one, and honestly, this is probably one that I'm gonna just keep reading week to week, just because it's Blue and Gold, man. You know, there's plenty of Batman out there, but this is the only Blue and Gold we're getting, so that's where I stand on that. From Scout, we've got Dancing with the Dragon number 2. That's a little four-parter. Back to DC, we've got Future State Gotham number 7. What's going on in this one? Just for S's and G's. Joshua Williamson, Dennis Culver, and Giannis Milagiannis. I love saying that. What do we got here? It's All Out War as the Hunt, the Batman arc comes to its pulse-pounding conclusion. The next Batman faces off against Nightwing and the entire Bat family, while Jason Todd, known as Peacekeeper Red, must stop Warmonger from driving every citizen in Gotham to riot. Can Bat and Red win this one? Can they survive? Alright. So a seven-part arc. Cool, man. Or maybe it's a 3 or 4-part arc, and this is the second arc, and I don't know. It's looking like this is going to be an ongoing. Like, this is the ongoing Future State book, so. Oh, yeah. And we got a Rose Besh cardstock there. You already know how I feel about Rose Besh, but honestly, this one I can get behind. I'm not seeing anything that's appalling. Yeah. No, actually, that's a pretty sharp-looking cover, I'm not going to lie. Why are you so nice at 1 o'clock in the morning, Brian? I'm not afraid to admit. You know, I could be biased and then have my mind changed. I'm not saying my mind's completely changed on this artist, but slightly, and the fact that, hey, there is something that's actually a pretty neat cover. It is kind of manga-y in a way, but at the same time, it's not, so, yeah. Hardware number 4, a little 6-parter there. If you're into the Milestone, what do they call it? Milestone Returns. Yeah, it's more like Milestone Already Forgotten About. And I'm not dissing the books or the creators in any way, shape, or form. The content. I'm just saying DC just kind of, yeah. They. I'm gonna say landed, like, jumped on the grenade on this one. It's just, there was, I don't know. That's not the right, the right metaphor there. They botched it. And plain and simple, they botched this milestone stuff. This was their big DC Fandom event. And the only reason why I'm kind of bringing this up is because Fandom's right around the corner. Make sure you follow the Ocho Duro Parlay podcast for all of that, because nobody covers that type of stuff like money bags and pad. It's just that's all there is to it. There's other people that do it well, but nobody does it as well as ODPH, in my objectively unbiased opinion. With that being said, that was the big thing, the big secret announcement, and nobody, I mean, even the guy that announced it, Mark Bernardin himself, has, at least to my knowledge, has mentioned anything from this milestone DC thing. So I don't know, I have a feeling there's not going to be season twos, if you know what I mean. Sad story. Just another L in the DC book. Or maybe I'll be wrong, I hope I'm wrong. I haven't been seeing enough about it, unfortunately. From DC, more than anything. That's the most disheartening thing. If they did more, then more people would be talking about it. But Harley Quinn, the animated series, The Ben-Kiltor, number 3. Oh yeah, sexy time. Two covers. I Am Batman, number 3. I do believe this is now an ongoing from John Ridley and Steven Segovia. Jace attempts to stem the tide of misinformation from the Seer as this mysterious adversary sends a heavily armed mob of juvenile detention facility to a juvenile detention facility to break out a member of their militia. When Jace realizes his mother, Tanya, is at that facility, he'll stop at nothing to save her. But will he be too late? We can't kill Batman's mother. That's not very Batman-like. Or is it? Kim Jacinto. Oh, that's a fucking cool cover. That one's pretty neat. I do like the Jacinto covers. This is, I think, a must. A low-key must-have series. You know, we'll hopefully this thing can fucking continue on, and DC can, you know, whatever plan that they currently have, they could just fucking keep it. Without changing their mind and confusing everybody. But we'll see. You know, we'll see what this future state stuff is. And this is tying into Fear State, so. Joker, number 9. Awesome series. You know, just kind of under the radar. Nothing too crazy happening in it, but fun. For sure. But there are two connecting covers to this. Miko Suyan. Amazing. The B and the C. Awesome. And there's a pretty badass 1 in 25. This is the only 1 in 25. This week from Lunar, to my recollection. We got Vengeance on here. Punchline. Dig it. Of course, the Joker. It's one of them fancy, what's the tarot card type of situations? The devil. Justice League, The Last Ride. This one's wrapping up. 7th issue. Chip Zdarsky. It's all been building to this. Past and present and future all collide here in the final issue of this monumental series that I haven't heard anybody talk about, even though Chip Zdarsky's writing it. That's how you know DC's struggling. Zdarsky's writing a book for him and nobody even talking about it. I have the entire run on my pull list, but I haven't read it yet. Everything connects back to John's death, Batman's final decision, and Superman's regret. It all has been leading to this final... Yeah, we get it. It's all been leading to this. Who lives? Who dies? It all... Oh my god. It all... It says it again. Alright. Cool. We'll see what it's all been leading to. I had to. There's a Chip Zdarsky cover as well. Variant cover. Derek Robertson on the A. Gotta love it. Pennyworth, number 4. This is one that... So again, I don't know anything about. I picked up the first issue, you know, just because Alfred's never had his own series before, and sometimes that eventually leads to something, but no. Red Shift, number 5 from Scout Comics. It's a little 6-parter, so that one's wrapping up here shortly. Snatched, number 4 from Scout Comics. This is a badass fucking series. Admittedly, I've only read the first issue, but now the following issues are coming out, starting to arrive. I have number 2, haven't gotten around to reading yet, but it's very close to the top of the reading stack. This is an incredible series. Under the Radar, describe it in one word, Brian. Just like that. 7 M's. 4 of them capital. Snelson Comedy is Dying. This is from Ahoy. This is issue number 4 of a little 5-parter. Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, number 5 of a little 8-piece. Amy Reeder getting a B cover on that one. The big no-brainer. You've probably already heard about it. But you're... if not... get ready to have your mind blown. Superman, Son of Kal-El, number 5. This is the coming out issue of John Kent. I know. It's... there's going to be people arguing, saying there's no speculation behind this because it's been announced in the manner that it is. We're talking CNN type of fucking coverage here, people. But with that being said, yeah, even if 800,000 copies of this are printed, this isn't... We're not talking urban legends here, Tim Drake coming out. And I know even that's a big one. But John Kent, like, this isn't Superboy. This is Superman. So this is huge, people. This is huge. If I had to guess, I would say this book probably still $10 book. Me as a retailer, I'm going heavy on this. I am. I think I have my order set at 15 of the A, 4 of the B, and 1 of the C. You know, that's just me. That's just me. But people are gonna have their fucking opinions about it and all that shit. But with this one, I'm so behind this, you know, and Tom Taylor we trust as long as DC allows him to do his thing. This is good stuff, man. I'm happy for a whole group of people getting a little represent, you know what I mean? You know, and I know, and people could say, well, there's other fucking LGBTQ characters in comics. Sure, duh, for a long time now. But argue anybody as big as Superman, anybody as iconic, anybody as monumental. No, even Batman, you know, people can argue, well, I don't know, Batman's kind of a vigilante or whatever. He's not maybe the person you want to really look up to. Superman, you can't deny Superman, you know. You're sure the character may be kind of boring, but this isn't Clark. Like I said, this is John, and I have a lot of faith in this issue. I have a lot of faith in a lot of this. So first off, congratulations to all of those that, you know, get a feel that. I can't say I know what that really feels like, you know, not having somebody to represent me, you know. As well, we need more podcasters in comics. It's got to be Tom Taylor to do it. Nobody else would be allowed to do that, and I mean that, nobody else. I'd have fear, but and Tom Taylor, we trust, man. But yes, go big on this one, you know. Or let's get this a million print run. I don't give a shit. I still think that there's meat on the bone. I think that it's going to be over fair market value for a long time. I'm sure it might jump up and jump back down. It's definitely going to roller coaster and peak. You know, it's going to be a flavor of the week type of thing, but it's never, I think it's always going to have, I don't know, meat on the bone, as I have said again. Titans United, number 3. So if you're a Titans fan, there you go. 7-part series. Cal New getting a pretty badass Beast Boy cover there. Another book that I'm ordering bulk of this week is White Ash, number 1, season 2. This is a highly, highly underrated scout series. Charlie Stickney is, I mean, he's more than just a writer over at Scout. He's a co-publisher, and he's doing amazing things. Stay tuned for an interview coming up with him very soon. I had an amazing talk. The man is just... Get your notebooks out for that one, people. But with that being said, White Ash, this is a series that you will wish that you had listened to me down the road. It may be a few years from now, but yeah. So with that being said, there's a badass 1-10, Jay Lee, and a 1-25 as well, Black and White. But I'm all about that 1-10. I'm getting 10 copies of this one. It's beautiful, and if I gotta sit on them, I will, but I'm gonna push the hell out of them because this is something that I want people to have in their hands and get it soon. You know, I'm not gonna be greedy on this one. Wonder Girl, number 5. I do believe that there are a couple of first appearances in this one. Let me, we got the first team appearance of the Esquikita? Esquisita? It's probably Esquisita. Wonder Girl's Lost Amazonian Tribe. And a possible cameo appearance from Portia. Or, nope. Petira. There we go. According to Key Collector, some stuff to keep your eye on with this one. There is a badass Jenny Frisson on that. So, Wonder Woman 781. We got a Terry Dodson A cover and a TK cardstock. And then lastly, we've got a big DC oversized black label book, Wonder Woman Historia of the Amazons. It is the from Kelly Sue DeConnick, I gotta say, and Phil Jimenez. It is the origin of Wonder Woman, I guess, because that hasn't been done yet. But there you go. Those are all of the lunar FOCs this week. Like I said, the no-brainer is Son of Kal-El number 5. I know people are gonna be I already went through that, but get it. It's a piece of history, people. It really is. Let's see here. All right, let's head on over to Diamond. Let's see what we got here. Make sure. All right. I think this is going to go pretty quick. I'm not going to lie. From Vault, due to be ordered by Monday at the absolute latest, we've got the second printing of Rush, number 1. Witchblood, number 8. And that's it. 3 covers on Witchblood, though. The variants I do not have images for. And I say that because, you know, if I did and they were something of notation, I would let you know. Let's see here. Anything from Titan worth mentioning? We've got Life is Strange Settling Dust, number 2 of a 4-parter, the newest in the Life of Strange thing. 4 covers on that one from Titan Comics. Scrolling. Oni Press. We've got Works in Space. Is this just a one-shot? Okay. I think I've heard of this before, but... there's issue number 5 there. It doesn't say it in the thing. But Orcs in Space number 5. There you go. Oh, I'm losing my voice, goddammit. And then we've got Rick and Morty Corporate Assets number 1. Who's doing this one? James Asmus and Jeremy Lawson. So, yeah. Another addition to the Rick and Morty universe. 2 covers there. Lee... Who's that? Ryan Lee. That's a pretty neat cover, I'm not going to lie. Alright, Oni Press. Now we go Mask. God Killer, Spider-Land number one, the F cover. Okay. It's weird when they do that. And they don't even have an image for it here. See, that's something that's a marketing strategy I'm not familiar with. You know, you think if, okay, you're putting out the F cover after, of no, issue number one, after, you know, past, or issues two and three or whatever have been released, and you think that it was just, oh, okay, we have the image here, or we have the cover, and it was just late to release. No, they don't have the image available, so I don't know what's going on here. Keep that in mind. We'll see. Maybe it's released by the time FOCs are finalized, but yeah. And then we've got White number 5 as well, as the second printing of number 4, all limited to 2,500 copies once again. From Behemoth, we've got Nine Stones number 4 and Nobody's Child number 3. Nobody's Child is one that I'm kind of sad I missed out on. It's about a rhino, and I like rhinos. From Ahoy, we've got Edgar Allan Poe's Snifter of Death, number 2 of a 6-parter. From Aftershock, we've got Almost American number 3, Chicken Devil number 2. I don't know where my number 1 is. I know I ordered 2 of them. So some sort of mistake must have happened. I'm gonna have to find a number 1. But I will be re-adding Chicken Devil. Because it still sounds badass, and I've actually heard from some people that have read it that it is good. So, that's exciting, right? And then a number one here, one that I'm kind of speculating on, maybe a little, I mean, I don't, maybe. This is a shot in the dark here, but if I had to pick one indie this week, this is one that maybe you could keep your eye on. Just for one Aftershock, you never know. But from Paul Tobin and Andy McDonald, it's My Date with Monsters. There's a whole huge essay for a description here, but it seems intriguing on a lot of levels. So keep that in mind. I don't know. My Date with Monsters, number one. There's a 1 in 15 and a, well... Huh. It's stated on here twice. 15 copy free heron incentive, and then 15 copy. I don't know. But there's some stuff going on here. I don't know what that means. But all the more reason to keep an eye on it. From a Blaze. I believe there was, geez, click the button, Brian. From Ablaze, we've got Beyond the Black River, number 2. 4 covers there. And once again, the D cover being an homage cover. This is homaging Thor 317, first Beta Ray Bill. This is a specific homage, or a cover that I do collect. So, yes, pretty badass. Into that one, Fish Shell. From Boom, we've got the second printing of House of Slaughter already. There's a local comic store day variant for that. We're going to have a few local comic store day books here, people. So just keep your eye on those. I'm not sure that's something you could pre-order or not. Well, just in case. There's Magic Master of Metal and... regarding matter of Oswald's body. So those are the local comic store day books there, for Boom, at least. We've got Mamo, number 5, wrapping up in that little mini-series. Power Rangers, number 13. Few covers there. Gotta love a reveal cover. That is pretty fucking cool. Let's see here. And then regarding the matter of Oswald's body, number 1. And there's an FOC reveal variant on that. Who's doing this one? Christopher Cantwell, Luca Casalanguida. Where is Lee Harvey Oswald's body? There you go. There's a whole, once again, I use the term essay, of a description beneath it, but to me, that's plenty right there. Fucking conspiracy person, then probably the book for you, you know? Cool FOC variant. What's an FOC variant? It's a variant that you can only get if you order it through the FOCs. It can never be ordered through back again. It'll never, that cover will never be reprinted. I don't know. There's just, it's very limited. Let's put it that way. From IDW this week, due to be ordered, we have the fourth issue of the third chapter of Kanto, Lionhearted. Fuck yes. Star Wars High Republic Adventures, Monster of Temple Peak, wrapping up with its fourth issue. Transformers King Grimlock, number 4. Transformers Wreckers and Tread. Transformers Wreckers, Tread and Circuits. I always say that wrong. I say it wrong every time. Number 2, little 4-parter. IDW can't get enough of their Transformers IP. Dark Horse, we've got Maze Book, number 3. Great things. Great things with this one. Jeff Lemire, enough said, right? Come on. And very intriguing first issue. I'll give you that. We've got No One Left to Fight, Chapter 2, Issue Number 2. That's a bright-ass book. Like I said, I've said it a million times now. If you're into Dragon Ball Z, this may be your book. It may be. And then from the world of Black Hammer, we have The Unbelievable Unteens, Number 4. I have been very much enjoying The Unbelievable Unteens. Once again, just Jeff Lemire greatness. I love me some Black Hammer universe, at least from what I've read so far. Not enough of it. Not nearly enough. From Image, we're going to wrap up the indies. We've got Echo Lands number 2 getting a second printing. Ooh, that's saying something, right? Hey, I've actually heard some pretty good things about Echo Land. You know, that's good. That's good. I haven't got around to reading it yet. I have the first two issues, but it's the way it's formatted. That's all it is. I'm being petty. But I do hear good things, so know that, people. From the Maneaters universe, we've got The Cursed, issue number 5, wrapping up there. A couple covers to choose from. Ordinary Gods, number 5. A book that was on the FOCs last week, but still getting another run there, another chance if you missed out. I'm gonna say you're gonna wanna definitely jump on this one, people, especially the B cover, because it's not very often that McFarlane does stuff outside of his stuff. But Phenom X, this is that John Leguizamo joint we've talked about, Aram Rapoport. It's very interesting. Intriguing. Let's put it that way. Very intriguing. It's on my list. I'll be adding it again to be sure. Radiant Black, number 10. A book that everyone talks shit about. Then issue 4 came along. Now everybody won't shut up about it. In a good way. A few covers to choose from there. There's a Blacklight edition. That's neat. $10. Whew. What do we got here? Righteous Thirst for Vengeance, number 2. Sea of Stars, number 11. Ooh, this is the beginning of the third arc. Fuck yeah. This is Jason Aaron and Dennis Hopeless, people. The Six Sidekicks of Trigger Keaton, number 6. Couple covers to choose from there. Stillwater, a Chip Zdarsky joint, issue number 11. People loving Stillwater. I'm ashamed I haven't got around to it yet, but I do have all of the issues. I'll say that much. No excuse that I haven't gotten around to reading it. Other than the fact that I'm extremely busy opening up a comic book store. Trover Saves the Universe, number 4. A little 5-parter. This is from the Rick and Morty creators. And then we've got Undiscovered Country, number 17. Yes, this one's still going on. It's from that superstar creative team that isn't really being talked about enough. And I have the entire run, but I didn't feel like it was going to be something that I wanted to, I don't know. It's something that I have faith in. The story's there. It's a lot. It felt kind of dense. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean that in a way that my weeks are already very, very dense. So I gotta be very careful with the content that I choose. But I have faith in its ability, for speculation and for the apocalypse read pile, you know? So there you go. Now let's wrap up the FOCs this week with Marvel. This is where all the money's at, right, people? Alright, we've got Amazing Spider-Man number 79. Couple covers there. Look at... Is that Dan Jurgens? Look at you, Dan Jurgens. I gotta say, this is my Spider-Man, because it's Ben Reilly. I've been loving the shit out of it, at least the first two issues in this new run. Hump of the run? I don't think that's a term that you use. You know what I mean. The new dawn, if you will. Captain Marvel, number 34. Oh, look at that. The Dark Marvels, perhaps? Will this be a thing? I don't know, people. I gotta read that last issue. It's literally sitting right in front of me. I'm holding it in my hands. That is the next thing on my read pile. A little behind here. There's an Art Germ cover, too, that I have a feeling is going to do very well. I could see that one definitely catching some attention. We'll see. We've got the final issue of Daredevil, number 36. They're going to do... they're going to wrap this up, then they're going to get, the Woman Without Fear? A little three-parter? And, then they're going to continue on with Daredevil? I don't know, there's things, people. There's things. You stay with this series, people. Don't give up. Don't give up on Elektra being Daredevil. I know that it's gonna last for at least a quarter of the 2022. I know that much. Few covers there. There's a Foreshadow variant. Ooh. Don't have that image. We've got the Death of Doctor Strange, number 3. That's going to be the first cover appearance of the Three Mothers that appear in issue number 2. Two covers there. We've got a tie-in to the Death of Doctor Strange with Spider-Man. We got here two covers. Fantastic Four, number 38. Two covers there. Hawkeye, Kate Bishop. You're obviously picking this one up. With the whole Hawkeye series coming soon, it's going to be heavily revolved around this character. I would imagine some stuff comes to light, man. You know? What are we doing here? 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on it. We've got a Scotty Young, we got a Noto, we got a Knock. Gotta love it. And then, who's on the A cover? The A cover's really good. Janoi Lindsay. Iron Man, number 14. This is my sleeper, Marvel pick of the week. Iron Man he becomes Iron God. And I don't know. We'll see where this goes. You know, he absorb some of the Galactus' powers cosmic. And, I mean, just look at this Alex Ross cover, people. Iron Man is like never before. You know, this is... but more Korvac. You know, you still see the name Korvac in the thing. We're going on 14 issues now of Korvac being our bad guy. I don't know. It's a hell of an arc. But with that being said, you know, I do think that this is a sleeper for sure. And I know that you can argue, well, fucking Iron Man's dead in the MCU, so what does it matter? But then, I don't know. You never know. You never know, people. You never know. Two covers on this one as well. New Mutants, number 23. We got Vader, number 18. Some awesome covers. What is this? Star Wars Life Day, number 1. The Galaxy's Favorite Holiday. Kevin Scott and a bunch more. Celebrate the galaxy's favorite holiday with a collection of festive tales from all across the Star Wars saga. Life Day is the last thing on Han Solo's mind when he and Chewbacca find themselves outgunned and under fire. But Chewie won't give up hope, remembering the lessons of Life Day's past and present. As for Life Day's yet to come, well, they have to survive the night first. Star Wars fan? Could be for you. I would imagine so. What are we doing here? 1, 2 covers. All right. Symbiote Spider-Man Crossroads, number 5. Right on. I know after that fourth issue, it's this fifth one has my attention. Cool stuff coming, people. I got a feeling. Another under-the-radar book that you'll be digging out of maybe even a dollar bin at that point. To flip for big bucks. I don't know. At least number 4. If number 4, or, well, no, number 5 will be something for sure. This new version of Hulk is, yeah, I don't know. Maybe not for sure. Minor, but it'll be something. Even minor is something, right? Thor, number 19, couple covers there. Few covers, actually. 3, as a matter of fact. We've got Warhammer 40K, Sisters of Battle, number 4, a little 5-parter. 2 covers. We've got Winter Guard wrapping up with its 4th issue, and it's 2 covers. We've got Wolverine, number 18. Look at that Alex Maleev variant. Look at it. Look at it. Jesus. Yeah, no. This has been a great fucking series. That last issue was something else, I'll tell you what. X-Men, number 5. We get the first full appearance of Dr. Stasis. A little bit on the cover there, too. Yeah, well, who knows? Who knows how big Dr. Stasis could be? Are we talking Apocalypse, you know? Are we talking Omega Red? I don't know. How could we know? How could we? There's 2 covers on that one. And lastly, the last book on the FOC list this week, at least in the order of mine, X-Men Trial of Magneto, number 4. Jesus Christ, look at that Valero Skeedy variant, or just A cover. And what do we got on the B cover? Paco Medina. Fuck. Great series, people. Amazing, incredible, awesome. Awesome, awesome series. So there you go. Remember, order all of these books through your local comic book store. Soon, through Lunar, Cheers to Comics will be offering a pull list option along with a discount as well. And if your local comic book store does not offer a pull list discount for pre-ordering, then I suggest you shop around, because that is the main objective of pre-ordering your books, is getting that discount. There you go. I'm gonna take a little breaky poo here, and I'll be right back to remind you about the books that you should have already pre-ordered, but perhaps you missed something. And that's what we'll be going over on the back end here. So hang tight, I'll be right back and check this out.
Hello, come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
My name is Willie. I'm the original Cooking Mama World Champion, and even though I've had close to 5,000 different brews, I always keep hams in the fridge.
I'm Ginger. I'm the inaugural Tetris DS World Record Setter, and you can usually hear me eye roll at Willie's introductions.
Every week, we review a beverage, we talk about a game we've played, we recommend something like a podcast, and we assign points for real-life experience.
Come and listen to Grand Rapidians play video games.
Found wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
I'd like to remind you about a book that I've spoken highly of in the past on this show before, and that's Unicorn Vampire Hunter. Kayla Palmquist has been on the show a couple of times now. And my little seven-year-old girl, she is a massive fan of Unicorn Vampire Hunter, and guess what? Well, I'm sure you could guess. It's back on Kickstarter, so if you go on over to unicornvampirehunter.com, and you're going to want to back this book, people, whether you have kids or not. it's just a fun story, and, you know, I normally would have Caleb on to talk about it, but you know, scheduling stuff happened, and I wasn't gonna not have this book be spouted about from the rooftops. So, metaphorically speaking, of course. So head on over to unicornvampirehunter.com and find out what it's all about, man. It's all in the title. It's a thing of beauty, and it's one of those books that I can't not recommend, and especially if you've got youngsters. Mine, she's addicted. So once again, head on over to unicornvampirehunter.com and get you some of this Caleb Palmquist goodness. Alright, I'm back, and I'll be talking about the books coming out this this next new comic book day, the 20th. But I guess if we're talking lunar here, I guess more specifically it'd be the 19th. Once again, different dates, different distributors, different rules. Yeah, there you go. So, the book's coming out the 19th. We've got Batman. You might have heard of it. Number 115. I will say for this end, or not the end segment, but the back segment here, I'm going to really speed through it, because for the most part I've already talked about it, unless there's something noteworthy. So, yeah. This is just your reminder, your friendly reminder on the way to the local comic book store on Wednesday, right? Batman number 115. Batman and Catwoman number 8 coming out this week. Badass. A few covers there as well. Batman's Secret Files Peacekeeper number 1. This is the origin, more so retold, because it's kind of already been told a little bit, but more of his origin of Peacekeeper. So there you go. Peacekeeper 01, number 1. Peacekeeper 1, there we go. To be, because all types of fucking Peacekeepers now. Well, there's a few of them. There's Peacekeeper Red, there's Peacekeeper X, there's Peacekeeper 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5. There's a lot. I stand corrected on my correction. Batman vs. Big B, number 2. Couple covers there, so that's tying into Fables. Look at that B cover. Jay Liston, Brian Level. That's nice. Black Manta, number 2. We got the first appearance of Devil Ray. So, take that for what you will, but you never know, people. You never know. And look at that Sanford Green cover. Oh, this looks good. We've got Black's Myth, number 4. We've also got Broken Souls Ballard, number 4. And we've got Catwoman, number 36. I hear great things about Catwoman. Rom V's doing Catwoman right now. My boy, new guy Ryan from Cosmic Campfire, he can't say enough great things about this, so... Yeah, oh, and look at that other cover. Look at that one character making a reappearance. What was your name? Let's see if I could skim through it here and see it in the description. I'm not seeing it fast enough, but... Oh, it's cool to see that character reappearing. Are you like a new siren? My big thing here, though, is this Jenny Frisson cardstock variant. That's going to be one that... I really think that's going to do well. I think it's going to be a sought-after Frisson. You know what I mean? We've got Catwoman Lonely City, number 1. This is Catwoman a little older. A little bit older. It's a Black Label book, so, you know, out of continuity, but... Two covers to choose from there. We've got Electric Black, The Dark Caravan, number 1. This is one that, I got a feeling about this one. It's probably not going to be a huge hit right off the gate. It's going to take a while, but once that Electric Black animated series picks up, stuff like this, it's going to catch fire. So buy with confidence, but make sure you have just a little bit of time to store it, I would say. Flash number 775, Gods of Brutality number 2. I'm excited to check out number 2. We've got Green Lantern number 7. I do believe that we got the first appearance of one. Sounds important. I've been through this before. Fuck, what's the character's name? There was a first appearance in here, though, that could... Oh, there we go, Lightbringer. I got a feeling. Legends of the Dark Knight number 6. Lunar Ladies number 2 coming out of Scout, and digging on that. I think that's like young adult type of reading, I would imagine. Not Scoop type of, you know, kids, but it looks like, you know, kind of like Lumberjanes is what I would imagine. We've got Nightwing number 85, yes, and the new suit reveal, so take that for what you will. The 1 in 25 design variant for this, when it comes out, it's going to have, you know, it's the design variant of the new suit. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe keep your eye out. From Scoot, speaking of Scoot, we've got Ninja Scouts number 1. That looks exactly like it sounds. Badass. We've got Nubia and the Amazons number 1. I feel like this is kind of a no-brainer hold. First appearance of a bunch of new Amazons. It just says of new Amazons, so who knows. And first appearance of Andromeda. So take it for what you will. I don't know. I mean, who knows how long it could be before that catches on, but one day. And there's a few covers to choose from as well. The Joe Hill House line is back. We've got Refrigerator Full of Heads this time, number 1. A couple covers there. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Number 112. We've got Shazam wrapping up with its 4th issue. Suicide Squad number 8. I still say this is the sleeper series, sleeper ongoing series in all of the big two right now. Should be talked about way more than it is. Robbie Thompson's killing it. Suicide Squad King Shark number 2. First appearance of Queen Tiger. So, badass covers on this as well. Superman Son of Kal-El number 4. I know I cannot wait to see the conclusion to, or at least the aftermath as to how that 3rd issue ended, because it went out with a bang. No pun really intended, but it's there. I look forward to seeing how John handles shit. And based off that B cover, he's going to handle it real good. That's it, people. So those are all of the books coming out from Lunar this week. Now let's see what the hell's coming out from Diamond, shall we? Gee, it looks like we're starting all the way up at A. No Valiant, no Vault, none of that. We're all the way up to Aftershock. Beyond the Breach, number 4. A book that has solidified itself on my pull list for eternity. It is Ed Brisson amazingness. You know, and if you didn't check out the podcast, or the interview, the Creator Corner I had with Ed Brisson, then, well, yeah, you're missing out. And then also we've got Clans of Bellari, number 4. So those are your Aftershock books. Ablaze, we've got Porcelain, number 3. You got your 4 covers there to choose from, as you do from Ablaze. Boom, we've got Dune, House of Atreides, number 11. A little 12-part Maxis series. I guess it's the prequel to Dune. I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I, for some reason, have kept it on my pull list. Honestly, initially, it was just because of the covers. That J. Lee cover was, I'm gonna go get that sign for show at Fan Expo. Did not mean for that to rhyme. Eat the Rich, number 3. Number 2 was so good. Eat the Rich, number 3 is probably one of my more anticipated reads of the week. Ain't no doubt about it there. So if this one's not on your pull list, go check it out before it blows up and gets the attention that we thought it was gonna get initially, but bunch of haters came out on that first one. Now there a lot of haters are eating crow after that issue too. So hopefully this 3rd issue keeps up with that. And then we've got Maw number 2. I heard good things about the first issue of Maw. It didn't seem like something that I would be into initially, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna see if I can still try to find that. I can't find an A cover. That's the thing, is I can find all the variants. I just can't find an A. Let's see here. IDW, we've got Bermuda wrapping up with its 4th issue. It's just amazingness right there. We've got Dungeons & Dragons Mindbreaker number 1. And we've got My Little Pony Generations number 1. I think this is a one-shot? No, it's a new series. Whole new series. I mean, you're at, what, like 104 issues or something like that of Friendship is Magic? So no, alright, whatever. I don't know, what the fuck do I know about My Little Ponies? But, I kind of feel like I should have this one, and I didn't. So, this is where Nerds Forever comes in handy. I'm gonna hit up Tarl and be like, hey Tarl, if you got an extra copy of My Little Pony Generations, hook it up. And it's, if he does, he will. Because that's how badass Nerds Forever is. So there you go. We got Sleeping Beauties, number 7. Mm-hmm. Who's doing... Isn't this... Yeah, no, it's not what I thought it was. It just says Stephen King and Owen King at the top, but it's done by Rio Yours. So I think this is... I'm not sure what it's... But based on the horror novel. Okay, adapted by... There we go. There we go. Then we've got Star Wars Adventures, Ghost of Vader's Castle, wrapping up with the 5th issue there. And then we've got Star Wars Adventures, number 11. And then we've got the ongoing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, number 122. Been loving me some turtles lately, people. Look at that Thanksgiving-looking type of issue. It's not Thanksgiving, but look at all of them. Look at the family. Look at them all coming together. We even got the Roadhogs all up in there. Gotta love it, man. There's a Eastman cover that's yet to be revealed. As per usual. And then we got Usagi Yojimbo. Dragon Bellow Conspiracy. I say it wrong every time. That's another one of those ones I fuck up every time. This is issue number 5, so there'll be only one more opportunity for me to fuck that up. But there you go. Usagi fans, rejoice. See, I'm not an Usagi fan, but that doesn't mean that, you know. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with how good the book is. It's really just a very petty bias. I'm not going to tell the story again. I've told it in the past, but maybe one day. Another 100 episodes. They go quick. From Dark Horse, we've got Critical Role, Tales of Alexandria. Number 1. Critical Role. Big time. Big time. Killer Queens, number 3. Your boy David Boer. You know, that guy that did Kanto, does Kanto, will forever do Kanto. Killer Queens, he could do other stuff as well. I don't know what I rambled on about there, other than the fact that David Boer's the man. We've got Masters of the Universe, Revelation, number 4, wrapping up there. We've got Orville Artifacts, number 1. It's a little micro-series again, 2-parter. Because that's how them Orville books been doing. Savage Hearts, number 4. I've heard good things about Savage Hearts, I'm not going to lie. Fair Folk, Tales from Harrow Country, number 4 as well. So those are all your Dark Horse books. Lots of Dark Horse, I'm not going to lie, comparatively speaking. Oh, and then we've got Ant. Ant number 1, Will This or Won't This? We'll find out. Eric Larson now has the rights to Ant. This book was on the FOCs for like half of 2021, it felt like at least. We'll see. We'll see. It's hard to say. It's really hard to say with this one. And then we've got Gunslinger Spawn. Hoya. Hoya. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's not how you count. It doesn't go 6, 6, 7, 7. But there you go. All of your gunslinger. But I'm not gonna lie. This is one that I'm. King Spawn. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. I haven't been following Spawn enough for me to grasp it. But I feel like Gunslinger Spawn, I might be able to just jump into. We'll see. We'll see. I collect Spawn. I just don't read it like I should. And I'm ashamed to say that. I really am. We've got Hellcop number 1. This is one that I picked up a couple issues of, if I remember correctly, just because I feel like it has good potential. Good team. The 26th issue of Ice Cream Man. Good stuff there. King Spawn number 3. I've already told you, how I felt about King Spawn number 3. And another one that I feel like is going to go severely under the radar, but Killadelphia is already getting a little bit of momentum. Rodney Barnes is lighting everything up. Hollywood with his Lakers series, HBO in general. Killadelphia is for sure going to be made. Well, the Nita Hawes Nightmare blog is from the world of Killadelphia. It's just everything about this just screams potential. Is it Jason Sean Alexander? It's still Jason Sean Alexander, yes. Very, very, very interested. I don't know if this, you have to be completely caught up with Killadelphia to understand this, Probably wouldn't hurt, but I don't know how necessary that is, so we'll find out. I might just message Rodney and ask him. Privilege. Great, amazing covers on all of this. This Matina cover, the Alexander cover. I think I already brought this up, but it's very Alex Pardee, man. It's so fucking good. But it's still also very Jason Sean Alexander. God damn, this art is good. Look at you, Rodney Barnes. Delivering. Indie spec this week, people. Indie spec. All right, let's wrap this son bitch up with a little Marvel, huh? The death of Doctor Strange, number 2. We got the first appearance of the three mothers, you know? So, three characters there, but as one, you know? Because it's not the same with... I don't know. We'll see. Who knows? This could be huge in the Doctor Strange mythos. It could be absolutely nothing. We'll see. I'm going to say long-term hold. You know, even if it starts to... I don't know. Maybe take advantage if it does spike early. But, overall, I think this is a book that, well, isn't going to come even close to its potential for a ways to come. Even with the Doctor Strange movie coming out soon. I don't think we're going to see that. Or we might, I don't know. How crazy would that be, you know? That's something that I want to start seeing more of. You know, more modern, very recent stuff being played to and all this, you know, more modern next phase MCU stuff. You know, it's going to get the fucking market rolling, people, if we start seeing more of that. More current stuff. You know, Null? Fuck. Continuing on, though. Fantastic Four, number 37. Another one that I have a lot of faith in is Phoenix Song Echo, number 1. First appearance of, I believe the character's name is River, described to be an ally of Phoenix. And we know Phoenix, or Echo, being, or no, I'm sorry, an ally of Echo, not Phoenix. That's the whole, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I don't know, man. And that B cover, that Stormbreaker's variant, kind of venomized. I love that the Stormbreaker variants are low-key venomized. If they would have said all of this, I would have pre-ordered them, because I get all of the venomized stuff. Fuck, that is so good. Is this the first time we see venomized Echo? I don't know if we've ever seen that one before. Lots of potential with this one, people. Lots of great covers. You never know. Star Wars High Republic, number 10. We've got Thor, number 18. Story following Throg. Mm-hmm. United States of Captain America, number 5. This is the fifth and final one. And that little, celebration of representation. Huh, look at me putting words together. But this one right here is celebrating one Jeremy Merrick. He's a real life American hero. That Christopher Cantwell has met in real life and has inspired him to do this. So, I mean, this could be something. I don't know. I mean, I think all of them have for sure potential, but this one, I mean, made out from a real life person? I mean, I don't know, man. I think that out of the five, this one has the most immediate potential. Let me just put it that way. X-Men Trial of Magneto, number 3. Four covers on that one, and three of which are amazing. All right, and that's it. This is a quick one. The last Polish part is like 2.5 hours. This one's just barely over an hour. So there you go. Just because it's a quickie doesn't mean it wasn't satisfying, right? Mm-hmm. Sexual metaphors. There's good stuff to be taken from this, people. At least I would imagine so. I wouldn't waste my time talking about it. I'm too busy. Way too busy. But there's always value in these pull-list priorities, especially as a speculator. You know, and you play your own game. You know, maybe you don't always agree with everything I have to say. I'm definitely not always right, that's for damn sure. I don't know. I think overall there's definitely stuff to be taken from this. All right. That's it. Remember, leave all of the reviews you can, especially if you have had any type of gains from this. The least you could do is head on over to podchaser.com and leave a 5-star review for the Cheers to Comics podcast here, and on Apple Podcast as well, obviously. If you haven't done that already, for shame. And if you have done that, thank you. But you can leave reviews episodically on podchaser.com. So I recommend if you're not into Podchaser yet, get there. And follow the hashtag the Apocalypse List. It is a grouping of the greatest podcasts that myself and Ken Moneybags from the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour have scouted out and recruited. And it's podcasts of every type of flavor, of every type of magnitude. There's big podcasts, there's little podcasts, there's true crime, there's everything, people. Everything, every type of podcast you could want, and even the kinds you didn't know you needed, is on hashtag the Apocalypse on Podchaser and on Twitter as well. As always, fucking check out the, not as always, for the first time, check out shopcheerstocomics.com. Use code podcast at checkout and save yourself 10%. And head on over to, if you're over at Nerds Forever, you see something you were looking for and it's not on the old shopcheerstocomics.com website yet, then head on over to 307nerdsforever.com and show them some love as well, and use code cheers at checkout to save yourself 10%. Shout out to Inked Marketing and NSCLiveTV.com as always, the forever sponsors, longtime sponsors of this podcast. I will talk to you the next time there's things about podcasts to talk about, or things about comics to talk about. Look at me fucking up my tagline. I command you stay safe. You read responsibly. Cheers, you fuckers. Cheers, you fuckers.
Hi, you're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Podcast recommendations, you ask? Brian Wayne here, co-curator of The Apocalypse. And I know that sounds gnarly. That's because it is gnarly, man. The Apocalypse. What is The Apocalypse? The Apocalypse is a culmination of the gnarliest podcast, independent podcast, the internet has to offer. So instead of trying to go to Twitter the next time you need a new podcast to listen to and try to get Twitter famous, podcast recommendations, please, just think The Apocalypse, man. And it's ironic because The Apocalypse is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Just go to podchaser.com. It's in the top list. The top list in the whole world. So whether you're looking for true crime, sports, role-playing, I don't know, anything. Think of a podcast. It's on The Apocalypse. It's like The Apocalypse with a D. And do not forget to follow The Apocalypse on Twitter as well. Once again, that is The Apocalypse. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation, The Apocalypse is sure to have something for you. Good morning. Brian Wayne here to tell you about my new podcast, The Real Brains. The Real Brains podcast is a show coming out daily, dedicated to the everyday struggle of just the average human being. From troubles with rage to anecdotes about very strange human interactions, this podcast really is just a somebody that's all too familiar with the struggle. I'm here to let you know that you are not alone, so come laugh at our pain together. Every single weekday, every place you can catch a podcast. Check out The Real Brains with Brian Wayne. Remember, stay sane.